What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Hey, I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic, and we are here to give you what we like to call an award-deserving show. This is the best radio content on the internet at 7 p.m. till 7:59. That is The Spike on the Mic, coming at you from undisclosed remote locations. At other locations, I like to tell you, I have the cast and the crew of the Resistance Fighters. And so let me go ahead and give them jokers their proper due. Coming at you from a different location. This is new. This man is actually like he's in a brick and a mortar spot. This is the Doctor, the Captain, and the Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking bubbles to champagne.
Hey, I'm all up in your business now. Where the hell are you now?
Oh, I'm in a building.
Okay. All right. And the man is putting the sounds through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a voter to Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're back on that job. We're on that for three categories, unbeknownst to us. But hey, you know what it is, what it is. We'll talk more about that later. Because we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only.
You really say that?
Yes, he is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
You have to unmute yourself, just like every other week.
Why do you guys mute me?
That's not the problem. Just unmute yourself and keep rolling.
Sticking like Ishar saying to military protocol.
Is that part of that series that you've been watching?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, he sticks to military protocol very closely.
I dig how you say stuff that you think everybody in the world knows, but no one does at all. But that's okay. And coming in on that fifth turn is the man known as William Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I am sticking like the only pleasure that oneself can give oneself.
Ooh.
That, my friend, leaves the imagination
here.
And that is, finding the Q-tip in the right spot of getting rid of that earwax. Oh, my God. No one else can give you that because you don't want them to puncture too hard and bust your eardrum.
Sure, that would hurt.
Dude. So you can give yourself that.
Were you taking the corona test wrong?
No. It's a Q-tip. It's cleaning your ears after a shower. You can get the water out.
Oh, okay. All right. And the man who likes to haul gas, we like to call him the Gas Man. Unmute yourself and Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who's happy to be here amongst my friends.
Oh, that's so nice.
Way to go, Prison Joe. I guess that's what they call it.
Prison Mike. I got to look that up. Prison Mike.
Really? And speaking of Prison Mike, we have the girl who was on a remote assignment last week, but she's back to help us do this show. We like to call her Tiffany. Miss Tiffany, how are you sticking?
I am sticking like I do every day on a summer day here. It's so gross.
Yep.
I literally slip and slide on my seat every day.
Oh, my garage.
You have leather in your truck?
Yeah. No, she has a sweaty bottom.
Oh, okay.
Sweaty thighs.
Better than swamp ass.
It's real close to it. And we're going to go ahead and finish out the great cast of the Resistance Fighters. This is another one of our fact checkers, and make sure that she's part of that crack pack research and development team. This is the lovely, talented Miss Billy. And she's not late. Billy, how you sticking?
I am not late. I am sticking like aggravation to the workplace.
Oh, you aggravated.
Nice. Yes.
Wait a minute. You aggravated with the workplace?
I am.
Hell yeah.
Well, see, you're in luck because this Monday is when we do the show, and this is when you get to expound all your anxieties and you get to release all your joys. Oh, yeah. And I have no idea what the cuss word I just said.
Cause that was beautiful, though. It was the nicest thing you've ever said.
It wasn't any cuss words. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
Damn, good job, Spike.
Yeah. Way to go.
Listen, I am getting impressed every day that I do this thing here with the help of you resistance fighters. And so, keeping in with the housekeeping, you guys can always give us a call because we are a caller-driven show. You can give us a call at 813-699-3900. Our Crack Pack producer, all that numbers is working, right?
Yes, hell yes.
All right, so you guys can call and drive the show because, you know, we will drive it right into some unknown location.
Yeah, we'll drive it into a tree or something.
There you go. And so, listen, this show is running smooth. You know why? Because I'm going to take this to a new level. I'm going to try to do my best to be more coherent and understandable. I think those are the same thing, kind of like jumbo shrimp. I try to be coherent. So that we can understand what I'm talking about. So, W.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And
yes.
Chase Elliott came in ninth. So free fried pickles.
All right. So everybody that's participating, driving around in your cars or listening to whatever you're listening to, go to participating Hooters and get the free fried pickles. Thank you, Chase Elliott, the number 9 car, I believe that's what
yes.
it is.
Yes. And he came in ninth. Isn't that interesting?
Ninth? Huh. He didn't come in third.
No.
You know? Because if he came in third, that means that he would do what we do because we sit around here and we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh. A little chunky on the side. You have to start dancing in Masita, dancing more.
That's those Miller Lights.
Yeah, those white cans getting on everything. So we did all the housekeeping.
Yes.
And in case you guys are listening, this is for the first time listening to the show. I don't know why it'd be your first time, or I guess I would know why because it probably won't be a second time.
Yeah, I would know why it would be the last time.
Yeah.
What I like to do now, I'm trying to incorporate this into the show, is where I'm giving the people a little knowledge behind the curtains about cow chips.
Yes.
And what our cow chips are. So this week's cow chips, ladies and gentlemen, from the Spike on the Mic, this week's cow chip is, when babies are born, why are they not 9 months old? And this is a quant question that I've been pondering and asking, and I guess if you guys care to elaborate, or maybe you can answer that question, why when a baby is born, they are not 9 months old?
Well, because you could have someone born in 7 months prematurely. You could have someone born in 10 months. No one really knows what day conception really was, unless, of course, you have sex one time. That's it. I mean, conception could be, you know, it could be today or maybe it was a week from now. You just don't really know.
And because age is universally calculated from birth, you're not
out of the vagina.
Not your right.
Oh, so while I'm in the vagina, I'm not no age.
You're not counting ages, correct?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the year 1 BC. You know, all right. So you're just PB, pre-birth.
But, right. But I'm
That's
one.
A good way of looking at it. That's no, exactly right.
But I'm one BC. So now I'll be two BC and keep going, right?
No.
No.
You guys don't. See, this is why these are cow chips. So anyway, if it takes me, and it's my go with your thing about 9 to 7 to 10, whatever day you was born, that's how much, that's how old you should be.
I think that, yeah, but I think
what it is.
80% of people probably don't know the exact conception date. It's my guess.
I'd say 98% don't know the exact date of conception.
Probably. But
I'm
I was trying to solve it for you.
You can't have Thanksgiving dinner until the turkey is cooked and out of the oven.
Exactly.
It's not dinner until the turkey is cooked and out of the oven. So there you go.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to say he answered the cow chip phenomenon or the cow chip question, but that was one of the cow chips for this week. And we have more cow chips coming every week. Hey, speaking of which, before we get to the show, someone asked me why we only do once a week. And
oh, you think we should do twice?
No. I was wondering, I want to answer this question, and you guys tell me whether this is true or not. Okay, you guys, most of you guys are over 21. Y'all remember back in the day when television shows came on once a week and you would watch those shows like Cheers. It would come on every Thursday or Mad About You or whatever show y'all watched came on once a week and it stayed on for an hour and it was the best thing going in the world. You always waited with bated breath for the next week. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we are the bated and the breath. So we do, that's what we do. We do it once a week. Now you guys can go to the internet and go to spikeonthemic.com and you can probably, you can binge listen to all our shows if you like, but.
Yeah, why would you want to be though a one time? Why not be a Wheel of Spike or a Spiker D? Why not be the five time a week thing?
Because we're not a game show.
Should we be?
Everyone gets a prize at the end. Yeah. They get the prizes when we hang up.
So well then before we hang up, we probably should go ahead and start the show. So
it's like a girl once told me, always leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
And I never called her again.
So let's go ahead and start the show. Topic changing music.
Well, yes, start the show until we have a topic, so too late now.
Yeah, I like to call this topic here Net Fast or Net Zeus? I mean, Net Slow.
Net Fast or Net Zeus? I mean, Net Slow.
That's exactly what we'll say it. All right, so now, Netflix, they are now introducing a new slow or speed up playback feature for their movies and their features. Whereas now you can even start to watch it slow at a slowdown pace, or you can speed it up. Now, this new feature is going to be accessible on Netflix platforms across Amazon, Androids, and iOS apps, right? On their web browser platform.
Amazon, yes.
Yes.
Amadroid.
Yeah.
Amazon and Android. Amadroid.
Hey, what'd you say that?
You all understood him. You, speaking of Spike, to have understood him. Come on.
Thank you, Billy.
I should be the name of my band, Amadroid.
Hey, I spoke so much Spike, I didn't think I did it wrong.
You really did it wrong.
I cannot.
So now, the question to the resistance fighters in the room, let me give you the rest of the story. There are people across the world, I mean, there are people that are able to stream this thing at a 0.5 times slower or 1.5 times faster on their phones, tablets, and laptops. Now, of course, there are some movie directors, actors, and film critics who are saying that this impacts the quality of what was really intended of the content, and they are giving this a thumbs down, and it destroys what they claim is the watching experience. Now, let's go around and ask the resistance fighters in the room, what is your opinion on Netflix allowing people to speed up or slow down their film? And I'll start up with you, Gas Man. What do you think about that?
Well, they're paying for Netflix, so I don't know why they shouldn't be able to speed up or slow down as they wish, but they're paying for it anyway.
Right. Boys?
Once again.
You're muted, honey.
Once again, he pays no attention.
Voice, you muted.
He's still going.
All right, so we'll come back.
No, he's ready. He's ready now.
boy, start from the beginning.
I say it would be great for slow readers like me, especially when we're watching foreign films.
Billy?
That thing down just a little bit.
I kind of tend to agree with the directors and the actors. You should watch it the way it was originally intended. If you're watching it sped up, it's not the same thing. You're
altering.
You're devaluing the movie. There's certain pacing that they did that they did intentionally.
Sure.
And if you're speeding it up, then it's not the same movie.
Smart.
Sure, but 90% of the directors and don't know how to do it, so I'd like to speed it up through it. You know? I mean, they try and slow it down. You're like, okay, it's that rare time that you go, oh, that was well done. You're like, Jesus, can this movie get over fast enough?
All right, and Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, I see what they're saying, but it's not much different than Netflix as it exists right now, where you can put it on pause and go get something to eat or take a nap or watch it the next day. I mean, that breaks it up too. So it's just another variation on that.
Really? And Tiffany's?
Yeah, I agree with Clark. Like, I'm just confused by it because I can already pause it, rewind it a little bit. I just don't understand what the difference is.
How about you, PWs?
I'm with Billy. Should not be changed. Should not be altered.
There you go. So you want it just the way it comes out of the package, even though they said, you can put it on pause and you can stop it at any time. So that changes change the pace of it, right?
I will do that in order to go take a leak or something. Mm-hmm. But even that's not the way it's meant to be seen, you know.
So my friend Chad, who's too chicken to actually call in, said, artists don't walk around. He says, you can't tell a receiver, like the person who's receiving the artwork. Right. You can't tell a receiver how to appreciate the art. Artists don't walk around museums saying you must see it this way. Except artists are not, the museum isn't changing the colors of the art or making the art a little bit smaller so it fits in the wall or a little bit bigger so it fits in the wall.
Right.
Then telling me to see it that way. So if the museum was changing it, that would be different. But if I'm just watching, if I'm looking at, this is me arguing with my friend Chad, who's too chicken to call in. I'm going to keep saying that because he's really chicken.
He's a chicken. Well, in a bucket one day.
Right. If I'm looking at the original artwork, I'm not looking at it. It's not been adulterated. It's not been changed. If I'm looking at it in a museum, I can perceive it however I want, of course. But if the museum changes the size of the picture or changes one of the colors, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That sounds like somebody who
might have called him chicken.
May not be chicken.
Right.
I'm trying to answer. Here we go.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
All right. This is Chad. He's calling in.
All right.
Well, you don't like me calling Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, exactly. What? So here's the deal with that. It's not the museum. That's like the museum saying you need to walk a certain rate in order to enjoy the art.
Right, right.
That's what Netflix is doing.
Do you see the difference?
No, I don't see that at all. Because the movie is
speed. I have to enjoy whatever the art is.
The movie is created with a specific speed of its own, and you are there to just observe it going by. You are not there to alter it in any way.
Right, like in a museum. Sure, I can walk by it quickly. But the museum isn't changing the aspect ratio of the piece of artwork that I'm looking on the wall. They haven't changed it to be smaller to fit more pieces on the wall for me to be able to appreciate.
Hey, Chicken, I agree with you. Whatever Billy says, I don't care. Chicken, I agree with you, okay?
Chicken? Oh, my God. His name is Chicken now?
Chad.
The guy called in.
No. This is perfect. Now he can call in on the regular, and he will be Chicken.
Yeah. Chicken Chad.
God.
No, Chad, just Chicken.
Just Chicken.
I have a hard time with paying and then having someone tell me how to enjoy it.
Peace. That's the point. Listen, you just put a stamp on a bow.
Like, let me just not pay them.
That's what I said. They pay for it, so they can do what they want with it.
But anyway, that's my comment. You guys do a great job. See you later.
Hey, man.
All right, Chad the Chicken.
Thanks, Chicken. All right, so now if we had to go ahead and
call again.
So now if we had to go in and investigate this feature even more, the National Association of the Deaf and the National Federation of the Blind have said now this is a good thing because Netflix is now doing what they call it creates the inclusion of everyone. And let me explain, because I was listening to the interview and the guy from the blind was saying that every day their ears work. And I know I'm saying this wrong, but he says we hear things faster than a normal person over our time because we're blind, so our ears work better or something. He says, and we can speed up a movie and we'll be able to consume it where it's at the same speed of another natural of a sightseeing person. So that's something that's a benefit to them.
They also benefit from something else. So there is subtitles for
the blind
deaf people and the blind people where the subtitles explain more for deaf people, and for blind people it's actually spoken. Like you hear the dialogue of the movie, but then there's additional dialogue in the what's dubbed, what they hear.
Said Harry as he picked his nose. Yeah.
So
that is quote unquote an alteration of what the director intended, isn't it?
Well, no, because that person can't perceive the pictures. They're just being narrated what's happening on the thing. But again, if you speed it up or slow it down, that is altering what the artwork. It's actually changing the artwork.
Right. Dr. Captain
Clark. What Chad says, it's actually changing and altering the artwork.
Dr. Captain Clark, you are a performer, an entertainer. Would you be upset if someone watched your act at a different pace or a slower or faster pace?
Well, now that I know that this will benefit people with disabilities, I'm against it.
Damn.
They already get the good parking spots. That's enough.
Okay, them good.
Deaf and blind people get everything. It's not fair.
God.
Okay. So even with the analogy that Chicken gave us and the analogy with the deaf and the blind, Tiffany, you still don't care? I mean, you still don't want them to be able to alter it?
Oh, I mean, I just don't understand the point.
Because they can hear faster than us.
But it's an option. You don't have to hear faster. They're not speeding it up or slowing it down for everybody. So if that option's there and I don't want to use it, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but it's not going to bother me. I could care less.
Yeah. I'm not going to be sitting at home worried that somebody else is watching it at a faster rate and ruining the art because it's not affecting my experience. So
yeah, I could care less.
All right, well, director Judd Apatow. Yeah, okay, to him. He is dead set against this. He is saying you guys are ruining, and I'm thinking PW and Billy is going to be on his side.
We're
of the
on his side, absolutely. Yeah. Don't alter the movie.
I would never take advantage of, like, if Netflix enacts that and adds that to their service, which I can't find it where I can make that change. But if they do add that to the service, I would never use it.
Oh no, it's on there because I accidentally turned it on my Netflix and it was called an inclusion feature, and they would describe what's going on in the background when there's no words talking.
That's not speeding it up or slowing it down. Right, that's for blind people. That's a narration that you're getting where it's describing everything that's happening on the screen because blind people can't see it. So you get the dialogue, but then the blind people also get the description.
Like a feature that alters Judd Apatow's movies so that they don't have Seth Rogen in them. Can I get that?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Good idea.
What about a feature that you could just watch in a version of Being Stoned? Without actually being stoned.
Nice, yeah. That's you could save the money on the weed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, see, when you're stoned and you're watching something on Netflix, something a 2-hour movie is actually like 16 hours long.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I would at that point, I think I would actually enjoy the speeding it up thing. So.
Okay, so Tiffany, this is how you can do that. Get dial-up cable.
I love cable.
Does that even exist anymore?
Oh, that would be so good.
Okay,
I love cable.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me see, boys. What do you think?
What? No. Do you have dial-up cable
on the panel?
Yeah, because I mean, he has a flip phone, so I figure he probably still has.
That's true. That's true.
The dial-up cable.
I'm not taking what somebody did and altering it for your own purposes. You don't want to do that, but. In a way, they're judging my degree of disability.
No, so, we were asking you about dial-up cable.
Dial-up cable.
Okay.
We wanted to know if it existed. You would know.
You mean like with a crank?
Yeah, exactly. Steam-powered cable. Yeah.
Hey, how else would you dial it up?
Jenny, connect me with the internet.
Yeah. That's
like
it.
An operator.
Yeah, like they did on was it
Andy Griffith? Sarah, can you give me Barnes' number? I just want to close by saying you have to be stoned to watch Judd Apatow movies anyway.
So you've already altered it, huh?
You have to watch that, John. I don't get that guy at all. He's like the deal. Everybody's like he's so great and so funny. I just don't get it at all.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to Google Judd Apatow and see
what... Apatow.
No, Judd Apatow. Yeah.
I like Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow is an overeater. You don't want to know anything about that guy.
Judd Apatow. Yeah.
I won't
get albacore.
God, you almost made me spit my drink out. Ipecac. Judd Ipecac. Oh my god.
Watch Judd Apatow on an Amadroid.
On an Amadroid, yes.
Oh my god. Damn. All right, well, all right, so I'm thinking. The panel is split on the let me speed it up, let me slow it down. So, all right. Well, I'm hoping that they allow them people to do it because unlike Dr. Captain Clark, I'm okay with the handicapped people, you know, getting in the front parking spot and now making the movie in faster or slower.
It's not handicapped. That's inappropriate language to use to describe.
Okay, the people who can't hear or see.
Yeah, that's better. That's it. That's how you say it.
Have you got people who can't hear or see placard in your phone?
Yes.
God. You know, the more and more I talk with you people, the more and more I'm thinking that y'all don't understand me.
Just us?
Yeah.
Just us?
And what do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you people.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go ahead and do what we call topic changing music.
And now, another topic for the deafies and blindos on the Bite of the Mic Show.
I like to call this topic here an animal's best friend.
An animal's best friend.
I knew you was going to do that. I should have just kept it.
Of course
going with
I
that.
Did.
I should have kept going with that. Right, and this one, we're just going to probably have to fly through this one. But listen, there's been a poll taking of 2,000 British adults who have dogs, and they discovered that 1 in 3 would choose to keep their beloved pet over their partner if forced to choose to do so. Now, 4 in 10 admitted showing more love to Fido than they have to their loved ones. For many people, the pets act as a dating screener, you know, like, 38% of the dog owners say that if their furry friend doesn't like their partner, they think the relationship won't last. Now, there's a question that we have to ask the illegal riffraff, the rough riders on the Spike on the Mic show.
We were almost back in the shipping container.
I know. Almost back in the shipping container. We were revolutionary, we were resistant spiders, now almost back in the shipping container.
Yeah, really. So, do you guys agree with this study by the British adults that you would choose your furry friend over your partner? And we have to do this in an orderly fashion. So let's ask the one and only Miss Billy. Billy, would you do that?
I don't have any pets, so I can't say that I would do that. I don't think I would choose an animal over my partner, but I know if I had a pet, I would love that pet like nobody's business, but I don't know.
You don't know. All right. Yeah. Smots?
Well, first of all, you said you would. It's two-thirds, right? So there's still 33% that would not.
You doing the math?
Well, I'm just,
yeah,
I'm just.
He's saying, always doing the math.
You just said right there that everyone you would choose it over the majority of people. So I would agree with the fact that majority of people would.
Right, but if you were put in that situation,
depends on what the pet was.
Situation, huh?
Yeah,
the pretty dog and not. I bet you were a gas man.
No, definitely not. Animals are just animals. You can get another one that looks just like it the next day at the store.
Wow, that's a man. That's an American man right there.
Yeah.
Tiffany's?
Yeah, no, I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, that's an American woman right there.
Like, no, I don't know. I know some people that are like obsessed with their animals, and I get loving their animals and everything, but it's my life, not theirs.
And to the counter speak would be that a pet has been reliant upon you pretty much as a human for the most part, where the other person's like, okay, I'll find someone else.
All right. Bing, now I'm going straight to what I think are animal lovers, and I'll start out with you. Voice of reason.
Don't ask me to choose. Don't ask me to choose.
Okay.
That
gives the answer.
Voice, do you have any pets?
Do I have any pets?
Yes.
I've got bees.
Two dogs, seven cats. That's enough.
Voice.
You don't have a pig anymore, right?
And he had, what, 1,000 bees?
Got ducks. Hey, the voice would actually walk away and let the other people be together, or let the person and the pet be together, and voice would walk away. He'd self-sacrifice.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
Selfish.
Pets all day. Partners are just people. You can go to the store the next day and get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Touché.
Really, I guess. PWs?
So you're asking me if I would choose between my pussy and a family member?
It was a dog. It was a dog. The question starts with
Jenny.
A dog.
A cat.
Named Jenny.
A cute little pussy. Yeah.
And your cat.
No, that is my cat.
And now we're working on the
move. Serious. Yeah, really. Okay, so I don't know what you guys say, but yes, most people, the British people, decided that they would prefer their dog, their animals, over their thing. Spike, personally, heck no. I'm with me and them. I'm an American like Gas Man and Tiffany. And yeah, who else said that? That's about it. Yeah, I picked the human over the animal because morbid point I'm finna make.
Morbid?
The morbid point you're trying to make a morbid
point? You're asking us what point you're trying to make?
No, I'm saying I'm going to make a morbid point.
A morbid point, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Morbid.
If I had an animal and I had a significant other and they had to do a testing on my animal to keep the significant other alive, I would do that. I'm just showing you how a great guy I am. So
when does that ever happen? When does a human person get sick and you go to the doctor and the doctor says, bring your pet in so I can do some tests?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I should point out,
we may have to crush your cat.
Most dogs and cats, which are the most common pets that people have a much shorter lifespan than significant others do.
Yes.
And they're expensive as hell.
Don't we know it?
Right.
You guys are missing the point. Spike's willing to make a huge sacrifice for his significant other.
Preach, boys. Do you understand that?
He would have his dog tested for measles. So have next week.
As we heard, Spike would accept would take his significant over his pet. We asked Spike's significant other, and they would take the pet over Spike.
Yes.
I said that?
I don't know what you said.
Yeah, honestly. You said you would take your significant other over the pet. That's what you said.
Hey, PW, can you dump all that?
Yeah. You want to change it? You want to keep your pet?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going back to idol.
Prank call, prank call, prank call.
God, that got past me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit a quick voice. What's the thing called? Topic changing music.
Okay.
Another topic for people who ain't animals. Spike on the Mic Show.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I got to ask you guys here, and this story is related. What does warm, touching warm mean?
Warm, touching warm
mean? Before you answer, let me give you this story here.
Is that the topic? What does warm, touching warm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to call this, what does warm, touching warm mean?
What does warm, touching warm mean?
Yeah. All right. So I guess you guys know with the coronavirus going around and
right.
making people be 6 feet and take, you know,
right.
personal
which
space.
Is very cold. There's no right. warm involved there.
There's the Irish bar in Spain has banned Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline song.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
That song.
Yay!
Reaching song, out, touching you, touching me. Yeah.
Yeah, it has those words in it. It can get the whole entire bar swinging, singing, and it has the words like.
Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, that song. So, because of the spread of coronavirus, there will be no more singing of that Neil Diamond "Sweet Caroline" song in
That's
the.
It's terrible. Out.
Wait, where?
It's some
Spain.
Some Irish.
Oh, Ireland. Shit.
Spain or Ireland? You're taking
one,
lessons
one
from
of those
Spike.
Places.
Yes.
You'll know when you get there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now. I really don't have a real question, except for that song, which I hear it all the time
sure.
doing weddings and junks like that.
At Boston Red Sox game.
Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions about that song, because I'm okay with the bar saying you can't sing this thing here, and then you guys have to be in agreements with that, right?
I don't really.
They can be in the song if they want to. That's fine.
Yeah.
What? In the song, is there such thing as so good, so good? Is that in
the
song?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I think that's what people say.
People just added.
They add
it.
That in the, that was a Boston thing that they added that they shout in between.
The so line good. Is, good times never felt so good. And they say, so good, so good, so good. But
yeah.
The line is, good times
yeah,
never
it's
felt
not
so
actually
good.
In the record. Yeah.
So it's not actually in the song.
Right.
That's a cool song. They can make you add words. Like Netflix should have talked to them to do it.
Yeah.
Before y'all get
everywhere that song is played, everybody does it. So that's cat's out of the bag, dude.
And the other question I had about this, what does warm touching warm mean?
It's isn't it
it's
one
something you completely
one?
Made
it's
up.
It's not warm yeah. touching warm. It is one,
it's one touching one. One.
Okay, Spike, when a man, when two people really like each other a lot.
Right.
And they get really close, they want to express a physical love for each other.
Right.
They touch each other in warm places.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, so, Peter, so Gas Man, you just explained.
You go, Billy.
Gas Man, you just explained what warm touching warm means, and Tiffany and Billy, you told me that's not what they say in the song.
The actual lyrics.
Yeah, they don't actually say
one touching one.
One touching one.
Really?
Well, I don't know. You came up with warm touching warm. We don't know where you got that.
That is not, no, that is a that's
like
an often
K-O.
Misunderstood lyric of that
song. Are you using
song?
Like KY sensations when you're listening to those?
But, oh my god.
What
yeah.
is happening? Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spike just counted all the people that
that's
are mocking.
Warming lube.
Yeah.
To like make it more inappropriate. Just had to go.
Oh my god.
Now every time I hear that doggone song, I'm gonna be thinking about those two.
Sure.
Warm, touching warm.
Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Reaching out.
touching
more warm.
Touching me.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, well, thank you for clearing that up for me, Gas Man, Tiffany, Billy, and the rest of y'all.
Yep.
Oh my God.
The rest of y'all.
Hey, what?
Warm, touching, warm.
That's what
I'll never listen to Neil Diamond the same way again.
Say what, Tiff?
They should use that for their next commercial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for KY? Yeah. That's excellent. Yeah. I like that idea. That's funny.
All right. Now listen.
Oh, my God.
We're going to go ahead and do a real topic change in music now.
Oh. Wait. I have to turn something back on. I'm running out of battery on one of my gadgets.
Oh, play no. some Neil Diamond.
I wish I could. I'd kill it.
I'll never listen to that song the same way again.
Alright, here we go. Here we go. Topic changing.
Time to change the topics on the Spike on the Mic Show.
Alright, now listen. The resistance fighters are in full staff today. One, yes. Two, three, four, five, six, seven of us, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do what I'm going to do on this next topic here, I thought about this. Actually, I stole this. I heard this, and I figured this is a good idea to do. I like to call this topic the letter of the law.
The letter of the law.
All right, so now what you guys have to do is I'm going to give you three stories about someone or some people that are trying to stay within the letter of the law to get a benefit.
Okay.
And one of these stories... two of these stories may not be true. And I'm going to ask you guys to tell me which one you think is the actual story. All right?
All right. So, like, there'll be three stories. One will be a real story.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You guys okay. ready? And don't give me your answer until I go to all
of
three.
Of course not. No. Hey. We would never.
Serious.
Two.
Jeez. I guess I shouldn't have said that, but you have to just like, don't take your toaster into the bathtub. Things you should already know.
Yes. Three.
Right, that wasn't the story. All right, here's the first story.
Yes.
Oh, Billy.
Yes.
Don't look these things up.
Oh.
Damn it. I totally had my...
Yeah, she had her fingers on the keyboard.
You could tell.
She had her browser open and ready to type. Yes.
I did.
Yes, she was
not, no joke.
All right.
Story number one. A park in Pennsylvania has become the battleground between a man and the city parks and recreation.
Okay.
A city in downtown Pennsylvania has banned dogs in a park. This veterinarian by the name of Matt Bretz set up a shop right outside the park's entries in a lab coat with a sign that says, "Free pet evaluations here." This veterinarian will officially examine your pet or your dog, basically, and recategorize that in a way that gets around the ban. For example, he will examine your dog and ask you questions such as, "Does your dog ignore you until it's time to eat?" And if the answer is yes, there goes boom, it is now a cat. You may give it to the thing.
Oh, interesting.
If your dog is really big and uncomfortable, boom, your dog is now a horse and you can go into the room. Now,
okay.
That park, they say now that park is full of happy animals that is officially not a dog.
Wow.
Story.
Yeah, they've all been reclassified.
Story number two. Chad and Emily Farnham.
Chad, we already know about Chad. Yeah.
He's a
chicken. Yeah.
Chicken and Emily Farnham.
That's right.
Chad and Emily Farnham spent 40 years of love in a row house in San Francisco district, gardening in their backyard. That was their hobby, and they loved to do it.
Sure.
Well, unfortunately, Emily died of a long illness, and Chad tried to make good on his promise to bury her in the backyard in their garden. But when he went to city officials, the city of San Francisco said that you cannot bury people in the garden. And he said, "Well, what if I don't bury her?" And then the city official says, "That's what we want you not to do." So, knowing that there was a housing
shortage, he could just like lay her in the garden and let her just rot. Yeah.
Like a garden gnome?
Yeah.
You
keep going.
Knowing there's a housing shortage in San Francisco, Chad knew that these things called accessory apartment permits are easy to get. And so he built this accessory apartment, including with a loft, a kitchen, and a bath. And he placed Emily in that little accessory apartment.
Oh.
Right. Well, several months went by, and city officials came by and said that in order for this to qualify as an accessory apartment, Chad had to rent out the place at least 6 months of the year, or he would be charged stiff penalties.
Stiff penalties.
Yeah, really.
Stiff, yes.
Chad set out to find renters, and to his surprise, this was...
He already had a stiff. Come on.
This was easy. This was real easy to do. The first renter stayed there for a month and said this was the best rest he has gotten in a long time, and that Chad should call the place over my dead body. Chad now is making over $1,000 a month extra by renting to short-term renters who he has lined up for the next 2 years.
Wow.
And the city officials have left him alone, and the renters allow Chad to visit his lovely wife, who is in the accessory apartment, anytime he wants.
Oh, that's so nice.
Good for him.
Story number...
Well, she's involved in everything, right? She's not just...
Right. Well, we don't know that. Yeah.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
Story number three. Possessing marijuana is legal in Maine, but it's still illegal to have it delivered. Incredibles.me came up to be the first finest psychic lost pot recovery service in Maine, and they are out to help you find your pot for a small fee. Just tell them exactly what type of pot you lost, how much you misplaced, and they will use their psychic powers to locate it and return the product to you at a certain cost. Now, Incredibles.me claims that their service is legal in their opinion, and they respect the men and women in blue who protect the city. So they've added limitations to their psychic services. They will not provide or find pot for anyone under the age of 21 or anyone who has lost their pot within a 100-foot radius of a school.
Oh, well, you know, that makes sense.
Now, these three stories here, these guys were trying to get within the letter
of the law.
So now, you guys here, you guys got the story. The first story was a veterinarian reclassifying pets.
Right.
Where was that at?
This was in Pennsylvania.
Downtown Pennsylvania, to be specific.
Yes.
Right.
Didn't I say no Googling?
You said
downtown Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't Google. I have not Googled anything, and yeah. I know which one's true.
All right. Chad and Emily. Chad set up accessory apartments, and that he has his wife in there, and he's renting it out on a monthly basis, and he has lines and lines of people who want to stay there. That's the second story. And the third story was this psychic powers marijuana finding recovery service for a small fee.
All right,
so you guys think, do you need to think about it, or you guys have your answers?
I have my answer.
Now, how are we going to do this? Are we going to write them down so that we can't change them as we go along?
Yeah, I think that would be best. But
oh, yeah.
I got it. I need to write with. So
okay. So how about this? On the count of three, everybody.
No, if you don't have anything to write with, cut that many fingers off.
Yeah.
On the count of three, hold up one, two, or three in your
hand. Okay. All right. Okay.
That's what I was going to go with.
That's okay. Good radio.
Yeah. That's good. Fabulous.
That's
radio.
That's good radio.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, then you can.
It's for the blind people. I mean, for the deaf people.
That's right. The deaf radio listeners. Yeah.
I hope they speed it up. They speed up.
I have my answer.
Yeah.
All right. So I tell you what. You guys, not, you got. I'm going
go ahead. Give us the one, two, three.
Yeah. One. Two, three. Three, three, three. Smots.
All right.
Tiffany, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh.
Can I have?
Can you? Okay. Can I have them all? Yeah.
All right. So,
all right. So Tiffany has two.
Schmatz, I got it.
Schmatz has one, and everybody else had three.
I'm torn between one and two.
All right.
All right. So which one you think? Do I? You know what they are, right?
One, two, and three.
Right. One was the
demand. You know, he could be tricking us though, because I know that three is true because I read that story, but I don't know if it's in Maine. Oh. It may not be in Maine.
I think it's one.
It was actually
one's my final answer. I was torn between one and two.
All right.
All right. Well, drum roll. Blah, 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 blah. It is not one.
What the hell is wrong with America?
All right, so I'm still in the running.
Really? And it is, what was number two? Two was the house in the, with the dead people, right?
The dead person.
Yeah, and it is, as Billy said, it is not number two.
All right. Most of us got this.
Right.
So, well, what is it?
It's the weed one, the psychic weed service, where for a fee they'll psychically
find
your weed and deliver it back to you.
Keep it dispense.
No, can't see that. They're free. Gas Man,
yo,
why did you think it was number three?
Because you can't just play around with a dead body. That's like some federal law stuff. They don't,
sure.
A dead body is a biohazard. They can't let you keep a dead body. And number two, they're still sticklers with their animal regulations in parks. I knew that couldn't be true either. And number three, people are so dumb to think that somebody could actually find their weed with psychic ability.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Kevin Clark, that the same analysis you have on that?
No, I heard the story on the radio, so I already knew what it was.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
All
right. Yeah.
All right. Okay, let me see. But let's try this one. Voice of Reason.
It's not so much that they found their pot. It's how grateful the people are when they do find their pot. They always find it in the same place, no matter where the people lost it. You understand?
Right.
Yes, I do.
Oh, and I see. They just produced some pot.
PW, why was your deduction? Why did you deduct number three?
Because I wish I liked pot.
He just wanted to do the damn thing.
True story. He doesn't like it at all.
There yeah, is. It doesn't
and
work.
Smots, why did you not pick three?
Because it was funner to just put one finger up.
Yes, one particular finger.
Yes.
One particular finger. All right. And then yeah. Billy, you are just part of that crack research department. So you.
Yeah. Hi. I actually read that at some point in this past week. I've read that story. I've heard that story before. So I didn't look it up. I swear right. I actually read that story earlier this week.
Right. And it was in Maine because I thought that I picked when I heard the story, I picked number one because it's easy for people, you know, like nowadays people can say I'm woman and people will go by that. Right. I want to go in the women's bathroom. I identify myself as a
woman.
So I figured, why can't somebody identify a cat as a dog and get away with it?
That's what I was thinking. These crazy mofos in America today, like, what's next? Now my dog wants to be a cat.
But he had a veterinarian who agreed with that or made it
I could see him. That too.
Yeah, really.
It's probably the same person running that website.
Serious. All right, and so let's go ahead and knock out one quick one right here.
Really, you think? I mean, do you see the time? There's 7 minutes.
It'll take you that long to say the sentence.
6 minutes. 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's do this. Let's talk. Y'all talk among yourselves then.
Okay.
That's dangerous.
So, Billy.
The
background. I don't know if you can see the background behind you.
There's like a grid?
There's a grid, from the window.
It's because this side light that's next to me, if I turn it on, it looks
can
terrible.
Can we be explaining it for the blind?
The light is really far away. It doesn't light me up very well. So I opened up the blinds, and now the sun's
coming through. It's beautiful, It's beautiful. Hey, listen, for those of you listening on the radio, there's a grid behind Billy. Yeah.
I kind of was joking when I said y'all talk among yourselves. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
huh.
Really. Exactly. All right, so just talking about this, you guys heard that the college football season is probably going to be voided.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Tiffany, you had posted something about that. What's your information on that?
Exactly what I shared.
I haven't watched or paid attention. What's happening?
I will bring it up word for word. The Big Ten votes to cancel football season for 2020.
And if Big Ten, which is like the biggest conference,
yeah,
then they're all going to follow suit. Everybody else is going to follow suit.
Yeah, and then someone had shared that something about how free agency will come to college football if other conferences play. I don't know anything on that. I don't work in the sports industry, but I know just seeing a lot of friends and, you know, acquaintances that do, there's just been a lot of talk about it.
Right.
And just talk about what it looks like for the NFL season coming up, how it's possibly going to maybe with no fans. And even fast forwarding to the Tampa Super Bowl, like people are dropping out. I don't even know what's going on. Clark might know.
I have a headline from CBS. It says ACC absolutely intends to play 2020 college football season after league meeting. So the ACC is planning to move forward, but I guess Big Ten is not. So
Big Ten's done.
I think I heard SEC is saying we're going to make the best. We're going to get whoever wants to play us. Hey, so speaking of
in the Big 12, will definitely play.
Okay, good.
Pac 12 may go, but
if the Big 10 is out, that means the Outback Bowl is off the table.
Yeah,
I think all the bowls are pretty much done anyway this year.
Oh yeah, really. So Dr. Kloppenkart, real quick, what's going on with the hockey team? And I get to ask Tiffany.
Oh, right? I don't know.
Okay. I thought you was – well, I guess you don't know, so that would be the end of that. All right, so –
well, I don't work for the Tampa Lightning anymore, so I don't really follow them. So.
Oh.
Gotcha. Yeah. So sad.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was just saying I know there's something going on with Lightning.
They play at 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, right, so they're playing – in their own little bubble up in
Toronto.
They
play at 3 tomorrow against Columbus.
Okay, is this some kind of
– game one.
Season or playoff thing?
Playoffs.
Oh.
They went in as the 2 seed. Columbus is the 9 seed, but the Knicks the lowest seed remaining.
Oh, okay. So is it best out of how many in the series?
7.
Best of 7. Oh, okay. Smooth. All right. Well, then it looks like we are running out of time. So
yes.
What we do every week is we go around the room and we ask, what stuck with you? And I'll start out with you. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
It's warm touching, warm Spike.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey,
right.
Nice.
Gasman, what stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me. I need to get an Android phone so I can watch Amadroid.
You can watch Judd Apatow's or Epitaph. Right?
Yes.
Real fast.
Serious. Dr. Calvin Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
My new favorite bar is some unnamed place, some Irish pub that doesn't play Neil Diamond. So
yeah.
Yeah, really. All right, and PW, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm stuck on this show.
There you go. It's my man, Bill Smuts.
Yeah, I rarely ever try to agree with someone, but I think warm touching warm.
Yes, there you go.
I think for some reason that's the name of this one.
Oh, yeah, really.
Yes, that's going to be the name of this episode, Warm Touching Warm.
Warm Touching Warm.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany, what's stuck with you tonight?
I'm going to be the third person that says warm, touching warm. Because now, Neil Diamond, that song is just a classic bar song.
Sure.
Which, obviously, I haven't been to in a very long time. But now, every time I hear that song, I'm always going to say warm, touching warm, even though it's not true.
Well, listen, I beat you to that because I've been saying warm, touching warm since the first time.
Obviously. And this is why I do subtitles.
You've been saying Squeagle McQueagle, though, too.
Yeah, that's so true. Right, yeah, well, yeah.
That's true. And Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
So good. So good.
So good. So good. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout out to the chicken for, you know, for giving us a call.
That's right. Chad the chicken.
Chicken!
Setting us straight on this.
Chicken
Ladies
Chad.
And gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We are at undisclosed locations. Doing our thing. I want to say big thank you to PW, to Gas Man, the voice of reason, Billy, William Smots, your whole name, Tiffany, and the one and only Dr. Captain Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we do it once a week. We do this for you. We hope you guys enjoy it. We hope you laugh one time, because I laughed a whole lot.
Only once, but really, only once. We only hope for once.
Oh, touch you.
I'm waiting.